Good morning, my friends, and welcome to this special time together on the Power of Positive Purpose. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for spending this time with me this morning and exploring the best of yourself to start your day in a positive way, and that's what this program's all about. I want to wish all of you a Merry, Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah. As we move into this wonderful season of light, the symbol of Hanukkah in our heart and mind is the moving from darkness to light. This is the meaning also of Christmas, the birth of the Christ awareness, the light within us coming forth in ways it never has before. The recognition that there's a power within us that knows what to do and how to do it is doing it by means of us, and the realization that at any moment we can be reborn into a new idea of ourself. Apply the understanding of that awareness to our life and let the new idea give birth to a new effect, a new event. At this time of the year, it is a wonderful experience when we move from not just believing what somebody told us to believe, but believing what we believe because we are aware of the law of our being, which is everywhere at once, always has been, always will be, and discovering within ourselves how to apply it in the right way. The great teachers of both East and West taught us this very clearly. Many times what happens, though, is people wind up worshiping the teacher and not paying attention to what they're teaching. Dr. Ernest Holmes said these words, and Dr. Holmes was the founder of the religious science movement and the author of the Science of Mind textbook. He said these wonderful words, and listen to them with your heart. Dr. Holmes, quote, "Your thought, operating through the law of life, can meet your need, convert fear into faith, loss into gain, failure into success. Act as though you already had dominion over the negative. Refuse to entertain images of fear. Know that good is the only power there is. There is not an infinite and something else. It's everywhere at once. It's everything it has been, everything it will be. And to it, it is all happening at once. Our awakening, the birth of the Christ awareness within us, the Atman, the illumined mind, is the realization that our belief is our belief again because we understand the principle of ourself, the law of our own being, and we allow that understanding to begin to think as us instead of our former limited idea of self-thinking. If you believe that you are governed by infinite intelligence, then you need to understand how that governing happens. We expand into a greater idea, a greater awareness, and we allow ourselves to do what? We allow ourselves to be directed by the expanded awareness of self. This is divine guidance, moving from us, through us, to us. If you know that every single thing you think, every aspect of your expression in this thing called life, everything you do is constructive and you choose to let go and let positive constructiveness be your way, you are honoring the power of positive purpose. You're allowing yourself to let your purpose for achieving greater good be your way. And you find that the goals you set begin to manifest as the outer experience, and as they do, you begin to realize they are as good or better than anything you could ever imagine. You see, you can do this, I can do this, everyone everywhere. It doesn't matter what church you go to, what religion you call yourself. There is a divine authority within you as you waiting to come forth. That authority of truth is directed in the right place if you direct it into and as your thinking experience. I now claim authority over my own mind, over my own thoughts, over my own choices. And I know the law of the infinite backs up that choice and manifests it as a wonderful, beautiful effect because it is a wonderful, beautiful cause. If you know today that the freedom which already exists in the mind of the infinite belongs to you. Why? Because it made you out of itself. Right now, you can manifest something new as your life experience beyond anything you've known before by letting go and letting the beautiful happen as you. In 1 John 3:2, it affirms, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God." Put it in today's language, "Beloved, now are we the offspring of the infinite? Beloved, now are we the individualization of divine intelligence?" Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Dr. Ernest Holmes on page 472 of the Science of Mind textbook says, "We must be lifted up. That is, we must realize our divine nature and relationship to the truth of God. This relationship is one of complete unity. The cross represents the tree of life and may also be thought of as the tree of unity." Charles and Myrtle Fillmore would love that. You see, the New Thought movement is absolutely wonderful. Charles and Myrtle Fillmore created unity. Ernest Holmes developed the religious science experience in the Science of Mind magazine, Science of Mind textbook. He created the Institute of Religious Science and School of Philosophy back in 1927. Nona Brooks, who founded Divine Science, was doing the same thing, and we celebrate all of them. For all of them had a teacher, and that teacher was Emma Curtis Hopkins. Emma Curtis Hopkins, who pointed out to all of her students, "There will be an awakening within you that knows there will never be a final revelation for why. Because the only final revelation is the realization there'll never be a final revelation." The more we know, the more we know there's more to know, my friends, if we're moving in the right direction. And truth, again, as you hear me say quite often on this program, truth is not truth unless it leads you to you. The consciousness that infinite mind is in and through everything, everyone. And by knowing it within yourself and knowing that you know it, you begin to let perfection look out of your eyes, harmony manifest as you're thinking, and not only do you recognize it within yourself, you begin to see the perfection and harmony in others, and you begin to see it in your world. So today I have a challenge for you as we move into our wonderful Christmas season, Hanukkah season. Know that the Spirit is right where you are. The Spirit of infinite life, infinite intelligence, infinite creativity, divine mind. It is the very essence of your being, whether you know it or not. It is at the center as well as the circumference, as Emerson so beautifully pointed out when he said that the universe is a circle that has no circumference, therefore everything is in the middle of it. This infinite power, my friends, is everything that's around you, but it is also everything you are because it made everything out of itself. You are here to discover it in a way it's never known itself before. If you learn to sense this divine presence in every thought and every act and every experience and everything you say, do, and think, what happens? You begin to take charge of your life. You begin to choose, to decide the wonderful. This is doing what? It is claiming your spiritual heritage. Now, there are times when we tend to forget our spiritual heritage, when we tend to, as Emerson said, get our bloated nothingness in the way of the divine circuit, and we wind up having a limited experience primarily because we are ignoring the spirit within us as us. The clearest teachers throughout the age have taught us very clearly that we can wake up to a higher idea of self. This awakening of the human is the beginning of unfoldment, is the beginning of a whole new life experience. Someone said once, if you want to allow yourself the positive unfoldment into a greater tomorrow, what you must do is stop thinking the thoughts that produced what you don't want and start becoming the thought of what you do want. This awakening is, as I said, the beginning of unfoldment. The unfoldment of what? Whatever you think about all day long. The recognition of the spirit in you as you, as Dr. Holmes said, we are not a human that has a soul we have to save. We are a soul that has right now the opportunity to be a human in action. We are not humans with the spirit. We are spirit being human. You see, this path within us that unfolds is, again, what this wonderful time of the year is all about. It is the birth of spiritual wisdom and understanding. And if we let go and let it happen, it becomes what? It becomes the whole expression of what infinite life intended itself to be as you and me. So today, you have the opportunity to direct your thinking to that which is good, that which is true, that which is beautiful, that which is the beginning of spontaneous joy. And as you do this, you will find yourself as never before greeting your world with love. You will find yourself speaking the words of praise, the words of what the great throughout the age have called good report. This unfoldment is the experience the mind has when it finds its true source and allows itself to discover that what it has discovered is everything it is. What you're looking for, you're looking with, my friends. When you go through this experience, this expression itself does what? It begins to live and move and have its being harmoniously to the joy of everything and everybody. I'll tell you what, if you let go today, think higher, let yourself be the best you know how to be in a greater way, everybody in your world will thank you. To affirm, I am the offspring of the infinite, and I am choosing today to return to the house of the infinite. Jesus called it the Father's house. This awareness is your, again, spiritual birthright. It is your spiritual birthright, and right now it will demonstrate itself as peace and strength. Why? Because you are knowing right now, in the now, that you are forever secure in the arms of the infinite, and that's the way it is. Choose you this day whom you shall serve, the blessing or the curse. That is not two powers, it's two ways of using one power. So how are you using the power that created you out of itself? How are you using this unlimited opportunity? We are told in the Bible, with God, all things are possible. It doesn't say some things, and it doesn't say it's just for a few, because as I've said before on this program, nobody has a copyright on truth. Nobody has copied the, nobody has cornered the market. Nobody has more of it than someone else. There may be those who understand it better and are using it in a better way, but it is ready, willing, and able to become anything you let it be, but it cannot, as it says in my book, The Power of Positive Purpose, you cannot go beyond your self-definition. So it doesn't matter how many positive words or positive statements you make. It is your self-definition that produces your life. Why? Because it is your self-definition that is accepting. It may be your hope-for self-definition that is affirming, but it is what you are accepting by way of the affirmation that becomes your experience.
Thank you for joining us for The Power of Positive Purpose. This radio program is based on Dr. J. Scott Neal's book by the same title. If you would like a free excerpt, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org/the book. We appreciate you listening and invite you to tune in every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. right here on KEST 1450 a.m. And now, back to The Power of Positive Purpose with Dr. J. Scott Neal.
Hebrews 10:16 points out, I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. Listen to it again. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds I will write them. Now, what are we talking about? We're talking about the law of mind, the law of the infinite. Einstein understood it and expressed it in mathematics by pointing out that every action has an equal and opposite reaction, E equals MC squared, which means everything is everything else. But the difference is we can direct this power. We can go beyond what we have experienced before and move into a new experience of life. It was Thomas Troard, Judge Thomas Troard, who is one of the great, great early teachers of New Thought. Thomas Troard was a lawyer in England. He was considered England's leading Judeo-Christian scholar. He went to India and became the governor of Punjab, India, around 1900. While he was there, he didn't have a lot to do except observe what was going on around him. And Punjab is very much like Jerusalem. It is a hub for many different religious concepts. Judge Thomas Troard began to look at all of those concepts. He correlated it with the Torah and the New Testament. He began to see the golden thread that was binding them all together, returned to England where he taught. Fortunately, he had a little bitty voice and no one could hear him, so they transcribed all of his lessons, and we have it in the great works of Thomas Troard. I think it is creative process in the individual by Thomas Troard, where he points out that principle is not bound by precedent. In other words, what you are capable of doing is not bound by what you have done. You are not limited to yesterday until you... The only limits you have from yesterday are limits you are insisting on. That yesterday will not show up again unless you insist on it. And if you don't want the experience of yesterday, stop thinking like yesterday and think like the tomorrow you desire to be and do and have. The love of life manifesting through us, in us, is very easy to be in action when we know and know we know we are surrounded by universal mind, which responds to our thought, bringing the ideas that we accept as being true into manifestation with the precision and accuracy of the beautiful. That's its action. Its action and reaction are one thing. It's not cause and effect, it's cause as effect. The responsibility of you and me, anyone who chooses especially a metaphysical path, these are people who know that it is our responsibility to provide a blueprint for this law to operate on, and that blueprint becomes our world. Your world and mine, my dear friends, is thick thought, your thick thought. And if you look at your life and you can see it without going on a guilt trip and understand that whatever's there came from you, if you want something new to happen, let something new come from you. Be the purpose of the positive experience in action, the purpose of the goals you have, the purpose of the manifestation of your creativity and talent in such a way that as the universe responds to it, you begin to become an enhancement not only to yourself, but to the world in which you live. But the great teachers have told us very clearly that we have to be watchful and alert to the kind of thoughts we permit to enter our minds. We must, as we are told, cleanse our minds of doubt and fear of diseased thoughts, of the belief in poverty, the belief in misery, if we are going to do what? If we are going to revive ourselves and become one with the ideas of the infinite that are forever unfolding as greater good. You see, there is a giver of all good, and it's right where you are. It's everything you are. It's looking out of your eyes right now at your world, and as you think your thoughts, it demonstrates at the level of your idea unfolding. So my challenge to you in this wonderful time of the year is to be love unfolding. I have a wonderful meditation album of the same name, Love Unfolding. And what it's about and what all beautiful metaphysical teaching is about is the realization that you hold the key within yourself, which will do what you want it to do and be what you want it to be and demonstrate what you want it to demonstrate. All you have to do is know how to put that key in the lock of your limited thinking and open yourself up to greater good. Unlock this good in such a way that your celebration of the power of choice within you becomes a manifestation of the beautiful in your life as your life. My friends, you are free. You are free to choose the kind of life you desire. You are free to utilize the creative thinking that's possible for you in such a way that your daily experience becomes a blessing, not only to yourself, but to the world you're in. We utilize this in religious science by way of positive prayer, or what we call spiritual mind treatment. This is allowing you to connect yourself with the greater good that's waiting to unfold. With God, all things are possible. And this connection in you as you, you will discover, has always been there. Your desire and your experience is unlimited if you allow yourself to permit yourself to only the ideas that you really want to experience and occupy in your life as your life, in your mind as your mind. Occupy what? Occupy within yourself the awareness and the beauty of positive thinking, of positive purpose, of positive unfoldment. And as you realize that you do occupy it, you will discover that you are doing what? You are turning away from all the false and unhappy conditions in your life. You are turning away from all sense of limitation, and you are looking steadfastly at what you wish to experience, the power of positive purpose and action. You are, at that point, aware of the indwelling power which stands back of all your words and all of your ideas and all of your thinking, and it brings forth at that moment the good that you really rely on. So stop relying on your poor little old me stories and start relying on your evolution out of any confusion, doubt, and fear in your life. You see, doubt and fear are eliminated as you rest in the assurance that God is in the midst of you and it is the reality of your life. Your good is right here and right now. Your challenge is to be grateful for it before the world ever sees it. Know that if you change your mind, you'll change your life and change your mind. And then look forward to the result of that change, to the event that it creates. Dr. Ernest Holmes says on page 188 of the Science Mind textbook, think right back to principle until your thought becomes perfectly clear again. Such is the power of right thinking that it cancels and erases everything unlike itself. All there really is God. Listen to this awareness. Listen to an idea greater than any idea you've ever allowed yourself to contemplate about the truth of yourself and expand into it. We are what we think about all day long. The divine within you is ready, willing, and able to be recognized, accepted. And as you do, you will find yourself leading yourself straight to a greater experience, straight to your goal, straight to the greater good that is yours by right of consciousness. As my friend and colleague, Dr. Tom Costa, used to say, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I don't stop and build a home there. I keep on going." You see, when you know what and who you are, my friends, you can move through anything and be unmoved by it. Why? Because there is within you that which knows. There is that within you that, by way of this knowing, will allow you to guide yourself every step of the way if you tune into the divine ideas that are waiting for you to discover. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning, inviting you to join with us every Wednesday evening at 7:30, every Sunday morning at 9:30 and 11:30. Our address is 40155 Blake Owl Road in Fremont. Come down the Nimitz Freeway to Stevenson. Go toward the hills 3 blocks. You'll be at Blake Owl and Stevenson. You'll see the Arco station on the corner. Take a right and you'll be right in our parking lot. We would love to see you. And if you come see us, say hello to me and let me know that you heard about it on the radio.
This radio program is made possible by the generous donations of our members and listeners. If you would like to support Dr. J. Scott Neal's presence on the air, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org and click the button on the right-hand side that says Contribute Online. All donations, of course, are tax deductible. We appreciate you listening and invite you to join us every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. right here on KEST Radio, 1450 AM.